This is the Daily Shift, and this is a little bit of a Daily Shift rewind. I'm Clutch, and you want to keep it locked right here on Outside the Box Radio.
This is Clutch from the Daily Shift, and I hope your Monday has been fantastic, your Tuesday has been fantastic, and already look at it. We are on the precipice of Wednesday. How can you deny the facts like that? Like, no, not we're not in the facts segment. Relax. We're not there yet. We just got started. But no, we're already to Wednesday. I don't know what happened. Did I blink? I don't know. I'm sorry. Not Wednesday. Oh my goodness gracious. You know, I think it's contagious when a friend gets like the weekday wrong, and then what am I saying? Yes, what is happening? Oh my goodness, it's very contagious. I think it's extremely contagious. If your friend says the wrong day, all you need to do is ignore that friend and stop being friends with them. I think that's the best way to go about. We need to stop wrong day giving outs. Like, is that a thing? Like, I know it wasn't phrased properly just now by me, but, like, when one person messes up the day, it ruins it for everyone else because it's like, wait, well, is it this day? Is it Wednesday? I don't even know anymore. I don't know where I am in the space-time continuum. Somebody who knows a little bit more about science or whatever space-time continuums deal with, please contact me and let me know what in my, in all of that entrance, by the way, in that minute and 45 seconds, what was wrong with that? I think it was spot on. I think, I did a fantastic job. I think I should be a space explorer at this point. I'm mixing up space and time, and I heard the word space, and I was like, well, obviously, I'm some kind of astronaut at this point. If I'm using the word space-time continuum, better believe I'm putting a helmet on. Anyway, before we get too far off the path of going into Wednesday, what are we talking about here? What's going? What are we going to be talking about here? I want to talk about music. It has nothing to do with space. Actually, it does, because when you're in space, you don't have access to the newer music, obviously. So I'm guessing you go up there with a playlist. Like, you see those movies where they have, like, a set or something, and it's like, why'd you bring your set? Like, no one just brought, like, a phone, one of those rechargeable phones that hold... Well, what do you think would even hold a charge longer in space? Like, a cup... Something with... I would probably bring something with, I can just replace with batteries at that point. Is that what they do? Do batteries even work in... Because it's fluid, and in space, maybe it doesn't... I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. There's a reason that I'm not in space. Don't send me to space. Like, that's going to be... whatever is out there, like, they're going to be like, oh, my goodness gracious, can we just go ahead? Like, what species are you again? Humans? Oh, we got to eradicate this place. We got to put an end to this. Oh, my goodness. No. No, but really, I don't think I would do... I don't think I would do well in space. I'd see something and I'd freak out. I don't know how I'd respond. But, like, the same way that you don't know how you respond to your friend's playlist. Right? Am I right? Like, when you're in your friend's car, you don't know what's going to happen. You're not comfortable. You got to adjust the seats. But on top of that, the music. Music is an important part of, like, the journey, right? Because... It's the playlist of your car, or when you have that ride with your friend, or your car ride, or your scooter ride, whatever. Like, when you're having that ride with your friend, you're like, that song is gonna be like etched in to your memory. So now you're thinking, I don't know, Miley Cyrus while you're, you know, like, party. I don't know, but like, is there a song that you have that you're afraid that your friend would judge you on? That is, I feel like, an important question. Like, Like, what on your playlist would surprise your friend? Like, what would surprise them? What would make them be like, oh? Like, you know, like, what, or even make them shut it off? Is there a song on your playlist that would make them shut it off? I know I have. I've got a few. There's no way I don't. Because I have just about everything. I have, Sebastian, well, you folks know. I have, like, Sebastian Bach. I have, I have, songs that are from Jason, Behind the Clouds. I have, songs that your friends, mind you, your friends would probably be like, what are you listening to? I have Disturbed, Metallica, I don't know. But don't let them, the point is, don't let them dictate what you listen to. Enjoy what you enjoy. They're still going to be your friends. They just don't want to, they're just not really going to let you by the speakers, you know? Just, they're never going to let you play your, hey, can I play some music for you guys? No. That's okay. You can just, you can go over there. You just take a seat. Don't judge nothing. Just, just sit over there and blink. Just, but if you listen to the show, that means that you don't have to play the music. You can bring the snacks because we have the home goods segment. We have the facts, we have the entertainment. You can bring in, you can bring the life to the party. Just like I'm bringing, well, I'm taking life from these, I have like a thing of Reese's Pieces. Like I mentioned earlier, earlier this week, like we're like, well, actually we're getting there. We're almost to Wednesday. But like I mentioned on Monday, I have like a ton of snacks to just sit back and enjoy. And I'm going to do that. I'm going to enjoy them. I'm not going to just like, oh, well, it's another show, so we got it. No, I'm going to enjoy these. And I'm enjoying the Reese's Pieces peanut butter lover one with the half chocolate, half peanut butter, and in the middle there's peanut butter. I'm enjoying it. Just like I hope you folks are enjoying the show. I'm going to keep indulging in this because I have a 4-pack and I've only made it through one. And I'm just going to keep, I don't want to eat them on the microphone. And then you go, whoa, why is he not sharing? I only have 4. Unless we, it's like that one bag of Doritos that like, or chips that you're, sorry, generic brand chips that your friend brings like anywhere. And it's like, hey, can I have one? Like, who else has experienced that, by the way? And what do you do? I don't think I would ever... No, I have. What am I saying? I would ever do it like I haven't done it. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this is Clutch. This is the Daily Shift. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. And we're going to get into some more shenanigans as I finish this Reese's Pieces. or generic candy that we have here. Anyway, keep it locked. This is Clutch, the Daily Shift. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Daily Shift, and this is a little bit of a Daily Shift rewind. I am Clutch, and you want to keep it locked right here on Outside the Box Radio. This is the Daily Shift, and we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back, and I hope you guys are ready to go. Corn, Cloudy, I hope you guys are ready to go because we are getting into the games.
Yeah,
I was born a team for this.
All right,
I'm gonna do better this time.
So, for the rules, it's gonna be you guess the artist, 1 point. Then you get the song, that's also 1 point. If you get both, that's 2. There will be songs that are bonus points, which means you can get a whopping 3 points. Whoever comes out on top, I don't know. You get. I'll you get some candy. We'll figure it out. In the meantime, let's get it started. Actually, go ahead and tell me what song this is right now.
Green Light, John Mayer, and Andre 3000.
Ooh. Koran, what about you? Do you have an answer?
I got nothing on that. I didn't even hear the song.
Cora, Cloudy, we will give you 1 point. You were close. It is John Legend, not John Mayer.
Oh, man.
Close.
I knew it was a John.
There's too many Johns. It's too many Johns. All right, are you ready? Here we go. Actually, let's start this one here.
Bye Bye Bye, Backstreet Boys, or NSYNC. I don't know, one of those two.
That's cool. You got to choose one. You got to go with one of the bands.
Oh man, I'm going to go. Oh, this is going to really break a lot of people's hearts, cuz I don't know which one it is. I'm going to go with NSYNC.
You went with NSYNC. You said Bye 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 NSYNC. Cloudy, what do you got?
I am actually saying the same.
You're going to say, okay, so you got it. It is indeed NSYNC. Bye, bye, bye. 2 points to Cloudy, 2 points to Koran. Koran's trailing by 1 point. All right, next song.
I want it that way. Tell me why. Tell me why. Nothing but a heart.
I don't know who sings it.
Tell me why.
It's called Tell Me Why.
This is the Backstreet Boys.
Backstreet Boys. Bye. Oh, wait, you're saying the song is by Backstreet Boys. Okay. I get what you're saying. All right. And what is the song? Do you know the song?
Called
Yeah. you can I got the artist. I don't know what the title is.
Koran, who is the artist and who is singing it?
It's Backstreet Boys. And I'm sure it's called Tell Me Why. I don't know.
It is
definitely Backstreet Boys, though.
It is Backstreet Boys.
No.
It is Backstreet Boys.
Wait. It's I Want It That Way. It's not called Tell Me Why.
You said Tell Me Why like 3 times. We're going to lock you in and Tell Me Why.
I was like, sing the rest of the song. Sing the rest of the song. Oh,
okay. So 1 point for each of you. Korn still trailing by one, but you can make it up in this bonus song.
That's Outkast.
Hey,
Yeah.
Korn, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm thinking Outkast. I don't know the song name, though. I think it's Heya, of course.
Yeah, Heya. For the bonus songs,
I know it now
will,
because Cloudy said it.
I will add this rule now. You have to get, for the bonus songs, you have to get both. So so that way you have to get the full 3 points for the bonus. Koran, are you going with, you said Outkast. What song do you think?
It's Outkast, Heya.
Heya. Cloudy. You said Outkast, Heya as well, right?
I said it before Koran. Yeah.
But on the flip side, Koran did answer first.
No, he didn't.
He did.
I said Outkast first.
He did. He did originally answer first, and you answered the second part. So, but you both got it, though. You both did get the point. I will give it both to you guys. All right. Now, this one is also, this one's going to be the tiebreaker. This one is going to be a bonus point. Whoever answers first has to answer fully. No interruptions. Here we go. The intro alone should get you.
I can barely hear it. I don't know.
Nothing. I got nothing so far. I can't really hear.
Nothing so far? Nothing?
Nothing.
Nope. No! There's people going insane right now.
Okay, is it Michael Jackson? But I can barely hear what song it is.
Yeah, and I can hear it's Michael
Jackson. Bad. No.
All right. That alone, that should be the end. That is...
I'm going to let Cloudy take this one, yeah?
I know it's Michael Jackson. I just don't know which song it is.
Ooh. Yeah, you know it's Michael Jackson. I will... Okay.
It's not bad. It's not bad. I know that because it doesn't sound...
Okay, can you give us like a little snippet? Just like again.
Where we can hear it. Nah. I was born too late for that.
They did say the song name just now. I will say that. All right, it is Michael Jackson's Pretty Young Thing. All right, one more song.
I don't know that song.
We'll do one more song. Koran, if you get this, you can tie the game up.
Let's do it.
Sexy ladies, Gundam Style.
By, do you have the artist?
It's Gundam Style by Psy.
Oh, Koran steals.
So close.
I wasn't sure if I was allowed to steal there.
All right, the game is tied up. So we are going to do the last song. Whoever can answer first. Who's gonna get it? Who's gonna get it?
Swedish
Party Rockers.
What?
LMFAO.
Yes.
You got the artist right. Cloudy with the subtle steal. It was a close one.
This is tough.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Daily Shift. You want to keep it locked right here. We're going to go ahead, take a break. You don't want to miss a beat when we are back. Your Daily Shift, and we are back, ladies and gentlemen. And I hope you all have enjoyed your Monday as we head into Tuesday. And as we head into these questions of the day, that's right, it's still technically Monday. Just bear with us. Just hang in there. We're almost there. We're almost to Tuesday. And that means that we're almost towards the end of the week. I know, it's too early to be thinking about the end of the week, right? But no, we're going to think about it. That is the end goal here. the question of the day. So... it has to do with something actually that happened to me, actually. Oh my gosh, knocking stuff over. Somebody ran into me and they recognized me. And they recognized me from childhood. Like, they were like, hey, did you go to blah, 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 like elementary? And I was like, yeah. And then he's like, oh, yeah, I remember you, man. Like, I remember you. Yeah. Like, I remember your brother and I remember you. And I was like, wait a minute. I was like, what was your name, buddy? Like, he remembered everything about me.
and like I was like, ooh, okay, you know me apparently. Like I was trying to find out, I was trying to remember who this kid was, and then I was like, oh hey, and then I was like, wait a minute, I think I know him, and I was like, wait, are you blah blah blah? And he was like, no, that I remember him though, and I was like, this kid remembers everybody. It's not a kid anymore. I mean, we're like, but he's like, I was just like, wow, man. I was just shocked at that. Has anyone ever experienced something like that before? Where somebody just like remembers everything about you and then like you don't remember anything about them. Like, as much as you want to, like, because they seem like genuinely good people. And I was like, wow, you grew up to like be like one of the good people like in the world. Like how you're like the diamond in the rough for like 2022 right now, man. Like, like genuinely just a good person. Like has anyone like any ever encountered somebody like that? Like, or like just encountered anyone in general, like from like childhood who recognizes you and is like, hey, like how has such and such been? Is like, yeah, hey, you, high five, give me some while I try to remember your name. Wait. Okay, your name started with a J. No, it started with a B. Okay, no, well, you know, if you draw a couple of humps in there, you know, that the F kind of looks like a B. Right now, you're criticizing what I'm saying. I'm starting to remember you as a jerk. That's what I'm trying to flip it around on them. Suddenly, they flip it around on you. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to put it like that. Here, let me buy you a diamond. What? A diamond? That's yeah, man. That way you can do whatever you want with it. You can trade it in. You can do what? Why are you so nice, man? No, he's a great person. And like I think right now the world needs a lot of people like that. Like I said, 2022 just started rough, and like it just like so, and it's just getting. Man, so it needs people like that. So I'm glad to see that he's doing well. I don't want to put his name out there because I don't even think he knows that I was going to do the segment because I didn't even tell him that. I just remembered it earlier. And I was like, you know what? That's a good question. If people have ever ran into somebody like that, you know what I mean? Just ran into like people from their childhood and just like, seen them and then like recognized them and been like, hey, yeah, like remembered everything. It was crazy. And like are you, and it leads me to another question actually, because it's a little like, well, has it, like, I mean, has it happened, I already asked that, I'm sorry, has it happened to you? And another thing is, has something else happened? Like when like neighbors come over and greet themselves, or just strangers in general, like, you know, like it feels like a stranger, but like, you know, they're your, well, for one, they're your neighbors. That person that came up to you, they've known you for years, apparently. Well, they knew you years ago and now they're trying to reacquaint themselves or whatever. Like, that's awesome. Like that people do that. But, are you also okay with neighbors approaching you? Like, are neighbors coming up to you and saying, hey, like, how are you doing? And, like, if you're at, like, a supermarket or whatever, even if you're at home, like, and they come over and just greet themselves with, like, the Jell-O mold or the casserole, whatever casserole it is, it's always a casserole or lasagna. Lasagna is always welcome. If they bring over lasagna, they're going to be my favorite neighbors. But, as that, like, has that happened to you, and are you okay with it? Are you okay with that happening? Like a neighbor just, walking over with food or whatever, like, would you eat, and do you eat the food? Because some people don't eat it, because, like, they're, like, they have, like, a thing, it's like, well, we don't know, like, how clean they keep their place, or whatever the case may be. Some people would like to wait until they go over and see how clean they keep their place, or whatever, because you never know. You know? Oh, yeah, no, we just used the one that we cooked the lasagna in last week. Excuse you? You washed it, right? No. Like, it had lasagna in it, so we figured, okay, well. Well, you can expect a phone call. Okay, buddy. No, that's like, so like, are you okay with that? Like, are you okay with neighbors coming over with desserts or whatever the case may be and just and dropping them off or introducing themselves? I'm okay with that. I would personally be okay with neighbors coming over. Actually, we've had that I've had that been done before, like while we were moving a couch upstairs, like there was a neighbor. I remember this person's name, but I'm not gonna say it. She was upstairs, and then we were moving in a couch, and we lived below her, and she as she was walking in, she was like, it was her and her roommate, and she was like, hey, we were wondering if you guys like are just moving in or blah blah, like we saw them. No, that's what it was. They were leaving, and they were like, hey, we were wondering if you guys like needed anything or blah blah. And we're like, no, we're good. And they were like, oh well, we're gonna be drinking a little bit of wine later. If you guys are finished, you guys can come up and drink some wine with us. And we were like, sounds like a plan. So like, we get like getting invited, like that's not bad, you know, like getting invited places and just like neighbors, oh hey, like welcome, like just watch it, like, and especially like when they give you warnings, like watch out for that, like they have a really like really like weird odor that comes from there. It always smells like onions and peanut butter, like what. like a heads up are always good, so that way you know what to prepare for. So that's always good, like in getting acquainted with neighbors and building a little like community on top of that as well. So it's never I don't think it's a bad thing in my opinion, but other people have different opinions of that. Stay away from my house, stay away from my lawn, don't bother me. And I can respect that. Everybody has their own preference, you know? Like, everybody has their own thing that makes them feel comfortable. And we all want to be comfortable, because in today's society, that's pretty much all we've got at this point. And with that being said, oh, no, I'm wrong. That's not all we have. We also have the top 40 list that you can call in and get your request in. And it's not hard. All you have to do is just call in 1-833-RADIO-BX. Once again, that is 1-833-723-4629. This is The Daily Shift, and we are right here on Outside the Box Radio. You want to keep it locked right here. Your Daily Shift, and you are tuned in right here on Outside the Box Radio. I am Clutch, and of course that means we're gonna get into some of the entertainment. Of course, we have the movie of the week and then the app of the week, and I'm excited for these because I watched the movie of the week. I know earlier this week I watched Morbius, and I did a bit of a review on that, and I know I was gonna do Sonic, well, not the first Sonic, Sonic 2, Sonic and Knuckles. I'm not sure if that's actually what it's called, but the Sonic 2 movie, I was going to do that. And, but I couldn't get in the mood, and I want to do a proper review for Sonic because, one, that's a childhood game that's become a movie. So I want to be able to enjoy it at the very least, you know, and give it a proper review. If I'm not paying attention, then I can't treat it right. So with that being said, I did watch The Green Book, not The Green Book. It's called Green Book. It's a phenomenal movie. It's rated PG-13, and it was released in 2018. If you want to go and check that movie out, it's a great, great movie. You'll dance with that movie. You'll laugh with that movie. You'll feel with that movie. It's just great. On a scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to give that... Oh, man, I want to say a 10. It's going to get a 10. I got to... I'm going to give it a solid 9. I'm going to give it a solid 9. I feel comfortable with 9. 9 is a comfortable number for me for Green Book. It's really, really, really good. It'll keep you engaged. Just a journey of two people together. And like, it's a really good movie. Check it out. I will say there are some racial themes in there. So if you aren't prepared for that, I want you to go in prepared for at least that. But check it out. It's a really good movie. The actors and actresses, some of the major roles are Viggo Mortensen, Mahershala Ali, Linda Cardellini, and Sebastian Maniscalco. So that's just some of the lineup. If I mess up those names, forgive me. I'm sorry. No disrespect. Obviously, I enjoyed this movie, so obviously no disrespect. But I want you all to at least check that out. If you're looking for something to watch this weekend, I recommend that. That one gets a 9 out of 10 stars for me. The app of the week, I'm going to give this app, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to give this one a 7. This one is Poyo Tropical. Poyo Tropical. I give it a 7. 1, because it doesn't really stay open that late. I think it stays open until like 10, which is fair, you know. But like, who's eating chicken at 10? Like, but yeah, but it opens, I think, at 10 a.m. or 11 a.m. It could vary from location to location, so check that out. but they always... Actually, no, I take that back. I'm changing my numbers today. I'm going to give this one a 7.5. Because they, whenever they have something new, it is always really good. Like, it's usually good. You know, like, I just found out they had the Creole shrimp, and I tried that, and it was delicious. And it's not just like they have a different Tropi Chop bowl or a different main meal, like, whenever they do it. It's not just that. It's also, they do different sides and desserts. So, actually, that's going to bump them up to an 8. the variety that they always put out, there's always something different. They've done hot dogs. They've done different types of beef, and they're doing all these stuff, and then they bring it, and then they take it away, and it's not just like, and it's everything, even with sauces. So that's why I bumped it up to an 8, actually, just now. It's a really great place, and plus the app gives away a bonus. Whenever you go there, if you put in your receipt into the app, you can get points, which help you get other nice little knickknacks and things like that. So, I tried the Creole shrimp, and that was delicious. I tried the Tropi Chop bowl. I had like the yellow rice and no tomatoes, obviously. No sour cream. I enjoyed that. It's really good. And also I had the beef empanadas. They have empanadas. They don't always have them. Or maybe they do and I didn't know about it. But I tried those. They were really good. And I had a Dos de Leche cheesecake, which was really good. So all of those things, like, they're all really good. The only thing is pricing. Like, it's, well, I don't know how it is for everyone else. The empanadas, I got 2 empanadas for $3.49, $4 for 2. So $2 for each one. I'd rather go to like a food, there were good empanadas, but like the sizes weren't adequate to that price, in my opinion. I was like, I could just go to a food truck and like get like one empanada for half this price. Well, yeah, for half that price. maybe even less than that, and get like an authentic one, you know, because like when you go to food trucks, it's different. Tastes a little better. It has that nice little flair to it. But the Dos de Leche, they're always really impressive with their desserts. So I will say that their dessert was really good. I can't complain about. First of all, how can you complain about cheesecake? It's delicious. I do recommend that if you're going to be watching movies this weekend and just relaxing at home, I do recommend that. Also, they put the shrimp on a skewer, so you can eat those. Like, those would be nice for a picnic if you want to go out. Maybe not to the beach, because the sand will probably stick to the sauce. But but like maybe like going out to like a nice park, having a nice day out, that would be like, with Pollo Tropical, like a nice slice of cheesecake or whatever, that'd be kind of cool. That'd be nice, relaxing. If you have any recommendations, if you have any other questions, if you have a request for a song, we will take care of it for you. That's what we are here to do. We are here to make sure you're having a great time, and hopefully you've enjoyed everything so far. Don't forget that next Monday, you want to tune in, because that's when we're going to be doing a Mother's Day special kind of thing. Like, so you don't want to miss what we're going to be doing for that. It's going to be the Monday right after Easter. Don't forget that it's Easter Sunday. So hide the eggs, make sure the kids can go out, find the colorful little ones, and then don't do, I saw a show, Bob's Burgers, and they hit 100. I'm like, don't do 100. That's way too many. But with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to tune in Monday. We're going to be giving out all the details of what's going to be happening up until Mother's Day. You don't want to miss it. Also, don't forget that Jurassic World Dominion just put out a trailer on Thursday. It was around the afternoon time. Don't forget Jurassic World Dominion is on June 10th. Fantastic Beast and the newer one. I'm sorry, I don't have the... It's Fantastic Beast and The History of Dumbledore, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. I'm so sorry. And I'm supposed to be the fan of Harry Potter. Wow. That's on April 15th. And also Doctor Strange. That's going to be released on May 6th. So those are going to be some fantastic movies, in my opinion. I can't wait for them. I'm definitely going to be seeing Fantastic Beasts. I'm always in a mood for Harry Potter. Sorry, Sonic. But hopefully, maybe Fantastic Beasts will be like, I need to see like some Sonic. Maybe it'll be like one of those dark movies and it'll make me sad. And then like, I need like an uplift. Have anyone ever done that? Like needed an uplift after like a horror movie, they like watch a cartoon or something happy. Like that was too dark. They went too far, you know? With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, let me know. Get in your request. This is your daily shift right here on Outside the Box Radio, and you want to keep it locked.